Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. To Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, for the next hour will be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988, with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. Wow. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date, the current active inventory, all compared to last year's number. I have a tremendous, wonderful, colorful graph from quarterly median prices back from 2001 that was just developed. I can't tell you who did it. It's a secret, but it's my figures. And some information on Caravan and an update on the news press and how they deal with listings. You can call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. In fact, today I'm going to try to fit in a historical trivia question and a home maintenance tip of the week. Have not done that for quite some time. Historical trivia question. There is a retirement community called Samarkand. And can you call me and tell me what the original use of the Samarkand retirement community was? 564-1290 or toll free 866-564-1290. Original use of the Samarkand Retirement Community. Today's program, dedicated to the memory of Helen Paul. Her obit was in Sunday's paper, and she was a longtime listener of this radio program. That's how I met her. And she used to work at the school district for about 11 years. She supervised the elementary curriculum department. And then she went to work for 25 years with the Santa Barbara Retired Senior Volunteer Program. So Helen Paul, she wrote me this wonderful little letter, one of the several fan letters that I've received in the last 7 years. And part of it was about English. That was her background as an educator. And I had been discussing something on the air about wrecking havoc versus wreaking, and the two words wrecking and wreaking, and this letter, most of it involves that, and it's a little dispute as to whether or not they're interchangeable. And the Oxford English Dictionary, according to my brother, says that they are, but she said that they weren't. Anyway, she just said some kind things to me, and it was just kind of nice to have that and have that relationship. This week can't go without mentioning Martin Luther King. Was watching Meet the Press, and it was a panel, and they showed some interesting quotes. And you know, a lot of people debate about what his feelings would be today about welfare and the state of welfare, and has it gone too far? And a couple of the panelists agreed that he might think so. But they said, look, so much has changed, and they brought this example up, which I didn't even really understand why they were saying it. It was back in 1968 when he turned on to watch the NFL. It was all white players compared to now. They're all black players. I don't know what he was saying. I mean, I know he was saying opportunity or saying, but they had a great quote from him about, sure, well, it wasn't a quote. They showed him speaking, and he said, sure, we want, it's very easy for someone to say, well, you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, but what if you don't have any boots? So, you know, respect him, I think, because he was supporting, you know, a helping hand and a welfare helping hand, but I think also in a very limited way. So two memories. Now we have a caller
who may or may not be calling about the historical trivia question, but we have Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, it's not related to your this morning's topic, but it's something I've been thinking about for a while.
Well, wait, Chuck. We haven't even announced this morning's topic.
Oh, no.
So you could be right on.
Well, maybe,
I'd
like to see it discuss this.
Okay.
Property tax. You know, the parcels are getting more and more expensive, and we're just seeing the taxes go so high. Like, for instance, I'm not going to move ever again because of tax. And I was just wondering if you think any new program could ever be instated that maybe would limit the amount of tax people have to pay, like, let's say no parcel could pay more than $10,000, or just some kind of new system or different system, because it just really seems to be making a lot of people not move around just because the tax bill's so high. And well, I'll just go ahead and hang up and discuss that.
Okay. I'll tell you, though, Chuck, that it's a very interesting point. Thanks for calling in. It has prevented a lot of people from moving. And so what you're seeing, the result, so he brings up the question, do we put a cap on taxes? Do we try to fix this? Is it a big enough problem where you want to fix it? Or are people satisfied with, well, hey, well, I do have a cap. It was 1% of my purchase price, and it'll go up. But it still goes up. I'll tell you, it goes up incrementally. And if you buy $1 million, the median house in Santa Barbara today, which is more like $1,270,000, but just say $1 million and it's $10,000 a year, in 10 or 20 years, it's going to go up every year incrementally. And there's local bonds and things that actually, depending on where you live and buy, will go, your tax will be a little more than 1%. So the end result is you see a lot of people putting second stories on their homes, and you see a lot of people remodeling and expanding and just staying put and making do. The law, and then you see a lot of people moving in next door for the $1 million, paying $10,000 a year, looking at the person who's capped. And then you look at where Chuck, it is capped. Those people bought and they're paying $600 a year or $2,000 a year. There's a lot of people out there right now that are paying that. And so the people move in, they say, well, they don't want them capped. They want them put up. A friend of mine heard that you could actually will your Prop 13 tax base to your children if you leave your house to them. And that torqued them off because they already feel, I guess, like Chuck, that they're paying more than they want to pay. Ironically, the one part of Helen Paul's obit that I didn't read about when she left the school district is that it says here when Prop 13 eliminated her position with the school district. So the Prop 13, boy, there's a sacred cow that no politician wants to get on board to attack that. But Chuck wants to take it actually a step further. You know, it's not my bailiwick. I know when I hear people buying back east out of California, property taxes are a lot higher based, on the sales price. It's greater than 1%. But I'll tell you, Chuck, since you did call, we could do a little capital gains tax relief refresher course. Just a little highlight on that. It's not the property taxes that you're talking about, the base itself. As I say, I don't see anything in the horizon to change that or talking about changing it. On the one side, the critics are saying, hey, we don't have enough money. And the other people are saying, hey, you're taking enough of our money. $10,000 a year, $15,000 a year. And it's a... what is it? Sticky wicket. Now, if you go to sell your house, one of the good things that has happened is that the long ago $125,000 tax exclusion on your gain is gone. That was, you had to be over 55 years old. You had to buy a house that was more expensive and you basically rolled over and eventually it would catch up with you unless you died and willed your house to me or Jaron. And the the best way, remember, the best way to acquire real estate is to inherit real estate. And I say that based on the fact of tax base. Very tricky too in how you hold title. And there's been, it was last year, I think, where they created a new way to hold title, combining two of the best of both worlds, which is a joint tenancy and a community property with being married. And it gets kind of technical with being having your basis stepped up. Your basis gets stepped up. I was just thumbing through to see if there was any other. There was also a highlight, a legal update from the California Association of Realtors talking about some information that came through, and I was just thumbing through here to see if anything was related to taxes or your tax base. Well, one thing that's related, the last thing naturally, is a notice of supplementary tax, and this is when you sell a house. You might think this is funny, but someone probably sued a real estate agent because they got a new tax bill. And they bought the house from mom and pop who bought it in the 60s, and they were paying $600 a year in taxes, and suddenly their tax bill was $10,000 a year. Well, hey, I didn't know that. So someone got sued, and now we have a new form. So when you buy a house, you have to sign a form saying that you disclose that you may have to pay a supplementary tax bill. Actually, that might be referring to not just the fact that taxes are going up, but that there's a supplementary tax bill that'll come along. It's kind of confusing because when you move into your house, depending on what time of year you moved in, the taxes have already been paid. And they get prorated. The seller gets his money back, and then you have to pay for the remaining, say, 6 months that's left, or the remaining months left in the six-month period. You have to pay, but you're paying on his old base. So that's what it must be. So someone got, so they pay, oh, that's pretty good. I only paid $300 for this last next 6 months. Well, guess what? You get the supplementary tax bill. Say, no. You owe us a little more money. Come on back. Come here. Open up your checkbook. So getting back to the $125,000 exclusion, Chuck. See, I'm glad Chuck's still there. He's very quiet. No, he hung up. And the $125,000 exclusion is over, and some people still don't know that. Now, there might be a little tag when you go to sell your house, depending on when you bought it, pre-97, and there might be use of that, but to determine your basis. Because if you rolled over a couple of times, it gets a little tricky to determine, well, what is your basis to now embrace the new capital gains exclusion of $250,000 for single taxpayers and $500,000 for married taxpayers. So the trick is, well, what's the base? So sometimes you have to go back and track that rollover down if you bought, I think, pre-97 or 98. But that's for your tax accountant. So that's the good news. I mean, you know, you can every 2 years, if it's your primary residence and you meet the criteria, you get to pocket $250,000 as a single or $500,000 as a married couple. Your spouse dies, and if you sell within that same calendar year, you get to claim the entire $500,000. Oh, that sounds good. Also sounds, well, geez, my spouse dies towards the end of the year, I have to rush, make a decision, that's no good. Well, on the plus side, if you don't sell right away in that calendar year, and then your capital gain exclusion is reduced to the single $250,000, again, because of California law and how you hold title, the stepped up basis might mitigate that loss that you had, and it might be a wash. So you don't want to necessarily rush and sell your house. But if you do, you can always call me after the program at 452-2428. 452-2428. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. It's just about 20 minutes past the hour. We'll come back, take a break, and take another look at whatever else today's topic is, as Chuck pointed out. I guess he kind of made the topic for the first segment. Thanks, Chuck. Our phone number here direct, if I could remember it, is 564-1290, 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.